From KUAR News in Little Rock, good morning, I'm Michael Hiplin. It will be sunny today with a high near 91. The National Weather Service says the hottest part of summer in Arkansas could still be ahead. Meanwhile, the Climate Prediction Center estimates that temperatures in Little Rock in the coming months will rise above normal. Also today, temperatures will get back into the 90s after a few cooler days. KUAR intern Jackson Floyd has more on the impact of the extreme heat in Arkansas.
Anyone who has lived in Arkansas during the summer months would be able to describe the characteristically humid and sunny days that seem inevitable every year. However, heat is something that state residents must take seriously, as staying outdoors for an extended period of time poses a danger to personal health. According to a study conducted by San Jose State University, Arkansas has had 17 recorded cases of children under the age of 14 dying after being left in vehicles due to extreme heat between 1998 and 2017. This puts Arkansas in the top 20 states that have experienced pediatric vehicular heatstroke deaths. This summer, on days when heat advisories have been issued, the city of Little Rock has responded by opening several public cooling facilities at local community centers. Ty Forte, manager at the West Central Community Center, says buildings like theirs provide relief from the heat.
It's a great opportunity to come get some good air, get out of the heat, because it's very dangerous when it gets that hot. And we also have food and things like crackers, water, all types of things to keep you going.
People in rural areas around the state also bear the burden of dealing with high temperatures. Farmers often struggle with maintaining the health of their livestock and crops during the summer. Vic Ford with the UA Division of Agricultural Extension Service says that heat presents a pressing issue with taking care of cattle.
They'll be seeking shade, and heat, high heat also, the cows will not eat. If they don't eat, then they will not gain weight, and then the farmer will have less market value for them when he decides to sell them for the final harvest of the cows in the stockyard. All these factors contribute to stress in the varieties of cows that we have growing.
According to Ford, one of the challenges farmers face during the summer is developing reliable irrigation methods for crops. He also sees it as an opportunity to experiment and learn which procedures are most effective in the face of high temperatures.
We're looking at new irrigation technology, including our educational programs and research in irrigation, so that these hot, dry temperatures can be alleviated through irrigation. And even with a declining water table, which is a big concern, we're looking at methods that will more effectively reduce water use during these high temperatures. And in fact, we're looking at that both drip irrigation, which is very water-saving, but we're also looking at using traditional irrigation.
During periods of extreme heat, it is recommended that citizens only venture outdoors if necessary and use protection to avoid sunburns, as well as stay adequately hydrated. For KUAR News, I'm Jackson Floyd.